A sunflower, the Roman goddess of fertility, even a box of Wheaties, all have been suggested as artwork to adorn the top of the Kansas State Capitol in Topeka. Soon, however, a statue of a Kansas Indian will be installed, though the controversy is far from over. From Wichita, Sam Hendren of member station KMUW reports.
The 20-foot metal sculpture is that of a Kansas Indian dressed only in a loincloth, his bow and arrow pointed toward the sky. Early next month, it will be hoisted to the top of the Capitol Dome by helicopter. The name of the sculpture, Ad Astra, comes from the state's Latin motto, Ad Astra per Aspera, meaning to the stars through difficulties. At the Loveland, Colorado foundry where the statue is being cast, its creator comments on the appropriateness of the name.
I always knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know how long it was going to take. And it took a lot longer than I thought it would.
Kansas sculptor Richard Bergen was commissioned to make the statue 14 years ago, with the provision that it be paid for with private donations. Bergen and others have been fundraising ever since. The state, however, is paying for the installation, and work began earlier this summer in the small cupola above the dome.
Okay, I got those clamps down there. Am I going to miss them?
Steel workers are installing I-beams that will keep the statue firmly anchored in the blustery Kansas winds. At the moment, though, it's hard to find a Kansan who's not upset over the $700,000 installation price tag. Outside a state building, a gray-haired Topeka woman who refuses to give her name says she thinks it's all a waste of money.
I'd like to see it crash right through the roof, right down on the governor's head. It's foolish to spend that much money when the state's broke.
Republican Governor Bill Graves has drawn considerable criticism for spending money on the dome while cutting millions of dollars for education and social services. Graves, who's in his final months as governor, says the state made a commitment to sculptor Richard Bergen, and though the governor has stopped giving interviews on the topic, he still strongly supports it. That position gives gubernatorial candidates like Democrat Kathleen Sebelius fodder for their campaigns.
I think there couldn't be a worse time to spend almost $1 million on a statue on top of the Capitol. I think it's symbolic to a lot of Kansans of ways that we should be cutting back. If I were governor, I wouldn't choose to put that statue up now.
Her Republican opponent, State Treasurer Tim Schallenberger, has harsher criticism, deriding the sculpture as yard art. During a recent inspection of the dome, Kansas State architect Thane Hoffman acknowledges that controversy has surrounded the issue since 1903, when Ceres, a Roman goddess, was first selected to crown the state house.
Some people in Kansas didn't really think that her morals were the type that we wanted on the state capitol, so that has been argued for nearly a century.
Even the idea of a Native American has drawn fire. After a Salina, Kansas newspaper ran an ad condemning the choice of a Native American figure, Ben Vidrickson, a retired state senator from that city, decided he'd heard enough.
Well, you want to remember that they all lived here. This was their land, more or less, and I think that we should honor them because they were here before we were. They were good stewards of this land.
The sculpture honoring the Kansas Indians is nearing completion at the Loveland Foundry and is scheduled to be installed atop the Kansas State House building in just a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Sam Hendren in Wichita.